ready.
No, here. I'm ready. Alternative Vashon. It's July 2025. Here's the part that always sounds the same. Coming down in 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Alternative Vashon on Voice of Vashon Radio, 101.9 FM, coming to you from a dude's garage on beautiful Vashon Island. I'm Bill Reed. I'm the dude. Vashon Island is an actual island. It's located just outside Seattle, Washington, USA. Joan Jett is here, ready to play one live in the Alt Vashon Garage. Joan?
Reputation. You're living in the past, it's a new generation. And a crook can do what she wants to. That's what I'm gonna do. And I don't give a damn about my bad reputation. Whoa, no. And I'm only doing good while I'm having fun. And I don't have to please no one. And I don't give a damn about my bad reputation. Whoa, no.
Yeah.
Sweet June.
It's Voice of Vashon's big fundraiser this summer. We're selling raffle tickets to support the station. Go to voiceofvashon.org to do the deal. Cowboy Junkies played the VCA here on Vashon a couple of weeks ago. I forgot that the title of the first the Cowboy Junkies record in 86 was Whites Off Earth Now. Great record title. That song was not on it. Sweet Jane from their second album. Also used to great effect on the Natural Born Killers soundtrack. Hole, Violet, Joan Jett at the top, live in the Alt Vashon Garage. Bad Reputation, Bill Reed here with the classic alternative every week on Voice of Vashon Radio out of my garage, north end of the island. Yeah, it's Alternative Vashon. Pretenders on the way. Also, Buffalo Tom, long lost song goes back to 1989 in about a half hour, and Stone Gossard of Pearl Jam is hanging out in 15 minutes or so.
Let's get ready to rumble! We'll be right back.
MTV is different every single hour.
Watch MTV after every meal.
MTV is on 24 hours a day. You should catch a few.
Give me a time to realize my crime. Let me love and steal. I have danced inside your eyes. How can I?
Los Angeles. Hey, Bill, we loved last week's MTV edition of Alternative Vashon. Two things. First of all, Martha Quinn or Nina Blackwood? Oh, come on, Jerry. Martha Quinn all the way. Also, how could you not have played Culture Club? They were all over MTV back in the day. Yeah, a glaring omission. I regretted it after I had already produced the show. So there you go, Culture Club, Do You Really Want to Hurt Me? Cindy Lauper in there, also an early MTV staple. Girls Just Want to Have Fun made kind of a crazy segue coming out of Pearl Jam at the top. State of Love and Trust off the singles soundtrack, not on the first Pearl Jam album, although those two records came out at about the same time, 1991. 10 was the first PJ album. Stone Gossard, talk about making that record.
The record was actually, it was a very quick and very spontaneous kind of thing. I think we had almost all the material written within probably two separate times of Eddie coming up for about a week at a time. He came up for a week and we actually ended up recording about 10 songs, and then came up a week later and we did another like probably 10 or so. And some of it was written musically as far as like arranged and stuff before, and some of it was written spontaneously like together as a jam, and some of it was written as a band, you know, even right before we went into the studio. And we basically made the record, I guess it was 3 or 4 months after becoming a band, so I think it's a very raw and very young sounding record, which is exactly where we were at that time. I think that's kind of how this band wants to operate.
Of mountaintops with him on top. Let me standing on ice when I say that I don't feel pain. And I scream at the fools wanna jump my train. And heaven is the home of our hearts. And heaven don't tear you apart. And heaven is the home of our hearts. And heaven won't tear.
Rock and roll as youth culture, and when youth culture becomes monopolized by big business, what are the youth to do? I think we should destroy the bogus capitalist process that is destroying youth culture.
Missed you cheating, didn't you? Oh my, my, oh my, my, oh my, my. in my dreams, like everybody else, but still out of reach. I said right out of reach. I could ignore you. Your demands are running day. I got no tears on my ice cream, but you know me. I love pretending, but every day, every night.
It's Voice of Vashon's big fundraiser this summer. We're selling raffle tickets. Go to voiceofvashon.org to do the deal. The new season of The Bear is back on Hulu. They make such great use of music on that show. Mystery Achievement by The Pretenders, for instance. It reminded me of what a great song that is. It's from the first Pretenders album. Buffalo Tom covering Heaven, the Psychedelic Furs chestnut. Pearl Jam, Jeremy off the 10 record, Bill Reed, Alternative Vashon, classic alternative on Voice of Vashon Radio, long lost song, going back to 1989 next for a rare foray into the fledgling genre known as hip hop, one of the few hip hop tracks played on the mostly white alternative rock radio. It's 1989 next on the long lost song.
Voice of Vashon thanks Windermere Real Estate for its support, making our community information programming and our emergency alert service possible. Find them on the web at WindermereVashon.com.
This portion of Voice of Vashon programming is brought to you by PSCCU, proud to be Washington's Green Credit Union, practicing socially responsible banking by supporting sustainability, job creation, local economies, communities statewide, and our environment. Learn more at PSCCU.org.
Okay, time for the long-lost song on Alternative Vashon. Every week we pluck a track from the alt-rock canon, focus upon it with laser-like intensity, and talk a little bit about what was going on around us when that song was on the radio. This time around, the year is 1989. Where were you in 89? 1989 marked the final season for the totally 80s show Miami Vice, And the first year for the totally 90s show, Seinfeld, Beastie Boys released Paul's Boutique in 1989. Alternative rock radio played the hell out of that. Along with another hip-hop record, pretty sure this is hip-hop, I don't know, we played it. Today's long-lost song track out of 1989, Tone Loc, Wild Thing. It's the long lost song on Alternative Vashon out of 1989, Tone Loc, Wild Thing. Eventually a huge mainstream hit, but alternative rock radio was the first to play that song. That happened a lot. We were also first to play Prince. I knew that Tone Loc had really arrived when Weird Al did a parody of that song. Tone Loke currently resides in the Where Are They Now file, as do many of the artists heard on this feature, the long-lost song, every week right here on Alternative Vashon, Voice of Vashon Radio, 101.9 FM.
Thing at the local Circle K. She made a date for a 8:30 and I said, what the hey? So I journeyed to her crib and I let myself inside. That chick was slouched down on the couch. I think her brain was fried. Couldn't figure it out. She wouldn't even look at me. Then I saw her eyes. She was hypnotized. Cold glued to her TV. Say, what's your problem, baby doll? Let's have a little fling. She said, hey, you fool, now just be cool. I'm watching that Gilligan's Isle thing. Isle thing. Isle thing. Watching all night, must have been a marathon. I was bumming, those shows kept coming, here's what was going on. These castaways were stranded on this island out at sea. One of them called Gilligan, said let's name it after me. He'd mess up every rescue, man that first mate was illin'. If I was one of them castaways, I think I'd probably kill him. Just about that time, the telephone began to ring. She said just let it, my machine will get it, we're watching the Gilligan's Isle thing. She loves that Gilligan's Isle thing. Isle thing. Please, baby, baby, please. I like the professor. He always saved their butts. He could build a nuclear reactor from a couple of coconuts. She said that guy's a genius. I shook my head and laughed. I said if he's so fly, then tell me why he couldn't build a lousy raft. And while we're on the subject, I'll tell you one thing for sure. Those homeboys brought an awful lot for just a 3-hour tour. Then her mom came in the room, it was kind of embarrassing. She said, hey you two, I was once like you and I love that Gilligan's Isle thing. Isle thing. Isle thing. She watched that Gilligan's Isle thing. Please, baby, baby, please. In a hammock, he's looking kind of fat. He'd throw a fit and then he'd hit old Gilligan with his hat. Mrs. Hal got it going on, but Mr. Hal was meaner. Ginger and Marianne could have used some funky Cole Medina. I was really digging this show, I didn't know what to do. It kind of looked like I was hooked, now I'm an addict too. I know each episode by heart, now I'm the rerun king. And on every day we both stay up late and watch the Gilligan's Isle thing. Isle thing. Hasta la vista, little buddy. Gilligan's Isle thing.
Weird Al Yankovic. Isle thing. A parody of Tone Loke's Wild Thing. You know you've arrived when Weird Al parodies your song, right? Hey, be sure to buy your Voice of Vashon raffle tickets at voiceofvashon.org. The grand prize is a shopping spree at Vashon Thriftway. Thank you for supporting the station, and thanks for listening to this show. Bill Reed bringing the classic alternative every week, hand-forged in my Vashon Island garage and served up hot on the old-school airwaves by Voice of Vashon Radio 101.9 FM. On demand anytime, voiceofvashon.org. Subscribe on Mixcloud and have the show delivered to your inbox every week. I got to get out of here. Got to catch a ferry.
Oh, listen, one more thing. It'll just take a second.
I'll leave you with Robin Hitchcock. Viva SeaTac. See you next week.
Good night and party on.
Party on, Wayne.
Party on, Garth.
Flock like
fast computers and coffee and smack. Coming and going, it has to be Boeing. The best form of defense is blow them up in a regular cup. Have an espresso, you will, oh, I guess so. I feel my heart is gonna start to jump, 'cause it's wired to a pump. And the space needle points to the sky. The space needle's such a nice guy that he never knows. Viva Seattle, Tacoma. Viva, viva SeaTac. Viva Seattle, Tacoma. Viva, viva SeaTac. All the Norwegians, man, you should see them out in Ballard looking so full of Groovers came from Vancouver, and some of them came up from Oregon. In case you don't know, but the space needle points to the sky. The space needle's such a nice guy, but you never know. Viva Seattle, Tacoma. Viva, viva SeaTac. Viva, 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 SeaTac. They got the best computers and coffee and smack. Oh.